Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 10, The Clash of Lightsabers. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now it is a dark time for the rebellion. Deep inside Cloud City, Luke Skywalker fights a desperate lightsaber duel against Darth Vader. Han Solo, encased in a block of carbonite, is in the charge of the bounty hunter Boba Fett. And, attempting to escape to the Millennium Falcon, Leia, Lando, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and R2-D2 are trapped by a locked blast door. As Imperial stormtroopers open fire on them.
If you don't get that door open, we're finished! I'll try harder!
Lando, stormtrooper by that doorway!
See him there!
Got him! That only leaves a dozen or so.
Chewie!
Watch another corridor! He may try to come at us from two directions at once!
R2-D2, how's R2 doing?
He is attempting to countermand the security program now, Your Highness. R2, we are not interested in information on the Falcon's hyperdrive. It's been fixed!
They're getting ready to rush us.
Archie, just open the blast door, you stupid lump.
He did it! The door's open!
I never doubted you for a second, Archie. Wonderful!
Quick, everybody, run for the vault!
We'll be out in the open the whole way.
Help me, help!
But what about Master Luke? Your highness, surely
we'll... Lando's right. We have to try for the Falcon. We can't do anything for Luke here.
What do you mean you'll cover our retreat, R2? You're not a combat machine.
Droids are sawed-off genius! Like they're a smokescreen!
You're firefighting, Edison, R2. How can you think of these things?
It won't last long. Chewie, get moving! Run for the ship!
Chewbacca, please do keep in mind the fact that I'm strapped to your back. You've exhibited little regard for my safety thus far.
Let's go!
R2, hurry! Don't be left behind! If only Master Luke were with us. Oh, hurry, R2, hurry!
Lord Vader, show yourself. How long do I have to hunt for you down here? I know you weren't hurt in that fall.
As you thought, I was not. You were prudent in not rushing down headlong after me. But caution will be of no help to you now. As for your lightsaber, many weapons available to one who truly commands the Force.
No one commands it, not even you.
You think not? Then observe that control bar. The Force can tear it loose. Force allows me to use it for any purpose I choose, even as a missile. I can do the same with any object in this control room. Expansion, for example.
I don't have to dodge. I still have my lightsaber.
You can parry missiles and fight at the same time. Can you defend yourself and evade that connecting tube?
How?
Or that. Or that. You see, the contest may take any form. Can you stand your ground now?
Yes!
I can't.
No! These winds will pull you through the viewport into the reactor shaft. You can do nothing.
I can't. I can't. No!
R2, I thought that being strapped to the back of that great hairy Chewbacca would be the end of me. Well, of course I've looked better. Oh, listen. The stormtroopers. They're firing on the Falcon. If only our deflectors will hold until we can blast off. We're lifting off. I simply knew that Administrator Calrissian would get us into the air. Now, if he can just elude Imperial pursuit, we may still survive. Have you seen my other components lying about anywhere, R2? We must get me reassembled without further delay. Oh, oh my! Oh, we're being fired on again. Oh. We can only hope that Administrator Calrissian is as good a pilot as Captain Solo.
Once again, you have managed to save yourself. Fortunate for you that this gantry broke your fall.
There was more to it. The
look. Look. There, down the reactor shaft. Long, long fall to Bespin. If you're not sucked into an exhaust port or killed by an energy discharge.
To take that fall later.
You can only lose. You are beaten, Skywalker.
You still didn't beat him.
It is useless to resist. Don't let yourself be destroyed as Obi-Wan did.
I won't. How do you like it? The fire of a lightsaber blade.
I do not wish to damage you, but you leave me no alternative.
My hand!
No sword. No sword hand. No hope left for you, Skywalker. Surrender!
No!
There is no escape!
Yes, there is.
Luke, do not make me destroy you. You do not yet realize your importance. You have only begun to discover your powers.
Get it over with.
Join me. I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
Your kind of order? I'll never join. I'll die first.
If only you knew the power of the dark side.
I've seen it. Hatred, fear, and cruelty.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed my father.
No, Luke. I am your father.
Well, that's not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know what I say to be true. Destroy the Emperor. He has foreseen this. Join, and together we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
Please do that.
Come with me, Luke. It is the only way this can end.
No, there's another. I can jump.
Is that the wisdom of a Jedi?
I won't be the first to die to keep you from winning.
Luke, no!
I'll never let you win. Never! Leia,
to hear me. Leia! Leia! Leia, please. You have to hear me. You've got to. Leia. Leia!
Fighters can close with us.
Lando.
What's wrong?
It's Luke. We've got to go back.
Yeah, I thought we'd settle all that.
I know where he is, Lando.
What about those TIE fighters on our tail?
Never mind the fighters. Chewie, we've got to do it. Or Luke will die. Just do it.
No, wait, well, what about Vader? He's still there, you know. All right, Chewie.
Coming about. I hope you know what you're doing, Leia. I doubt it.
Lando, make your approach underneath Cloud City.
Chewie, give me more power to the engines. Cut back on the shields. We're gonna have to outrun those fighters if we're gonna make a pickup. Okay, Leia, show me where.
Look up there. Someone's hanging from the vane.
Right. It's Luke.
Chewie, slow down and ease the Falcon up under it. Lando, open the top hatch.
Listen, I'll go topside through the airlock and grab him. I'll give you a signal when I've got him.
Easy, Chewie. Good. Just hang on a few more seconds, Luke. Lando, hurry!
I have to cycle. The airlock.
Override the lock controls.
I'm going up now.
Easy, Chewie.
I almost got him. Ease her up, Chewie. Ease her up.
Hold it, Chewie.
That's good. Well, there, I got him!
Chewie, look! Sensor alarm! The TIE fighters are almost on us! Lando, get him back inside! TIE fighters approaching!
Okay, I've got him in the airlock. Let's go! Get us out of here!
Hit it, Chewie! As soon as I can.
It took me a little fancy maneuvering to get around those TIE fighters, but we're coming out of Bespin's gravity field.
What's the alarm for?
Take a look right out there.
Imperial Star Destroyer.
Yeah. Biggest ship I ever saw. Must be three times the size of Cloud City. The TIE fighters are still with us. All right, Chewie. Get set to go to light speed.
If your people fix the hyperdrive.
Don't worry. I gave that order myself.
Well, all the coordinates are set. It's now or never.
Now sounds preferable. Okay, Chewie. Punch it.
Not again. Anybody who can get this thing to run right?
They said they'd fix it. They were supposed to fix it.
How hard can it be to make a simple transition to hyperspace?
Come on, Chewie, Leia, it's not my fault.
I've never heard that before. Chewie, what are you doing? Where are you going?
He's gonna try to repair the hyperdrive.
That Star Destroyer's closing on us.
You know who's gonna be on it, don't you?
We can't let him catch us, Lando. I'm not sure what Luke is talking about, but he keeps mentioning Vader's name over and over.
I can't evade him forever.
They'll have a tractor beam locked onto us any minute now.
And if we're really unlucky, they'll take us alive.
We can't let them take the Falcon. For Luke's sake, we can't let Vader take us.
Luke.
No. Father.
Son, come with me. Return to me.
Take a look.
Vader. It's Vader.
Luke, it is your destiny.
No, it's not. Ben, why didn't you tell me, Ben?
Ben, what's he talking about?
Luke, you should be resting.
No point worrying about that now. Everybody grab hold. The Imperials are boxing us in. Come on, Chewie. Get the hyperdrive working or we've had it.
Too carefully. There. Now, connect the relay switch to my leg. There. Oh, thank you, R2. That's much better. Now, that's one of my legs back in a useful configuration. Oh, do you hear that noisy creature, R2? What can Chewbacca be doing? Why didn't we just go to light speed? What do you mean we can't? How would you know the hyperdrive's been sabotaged? Cloud City computer told you. Artu, how many times must I tell you not to trust a strange computer? Ouch! Artu, will you please pay attention to what you're doing? Ow, my leg! Artu, come back here. Artu, you still have to reattach my other leg. Get away from that control wiring. You'll only burn yourself out again. You don't know how to repair the Falcon's hyperdrive. Oh, no, you don't. Chewbacca, perhaps, but not you. What are you thinking of? I'm standing here tottering in pieces and you're having delusions of grandeur. What? Artu, what are you meddling at now? Oh my goodness, you did it. The hyperdrive. Artu, Artu, you fixed it. Well done, no, Artu.
Doctor 21B.
Attention, all personnel and automata. Millennium Falcon ready for departure.
Hi, stranger.
Hey, Lando, Chewie, how's it going?
We've got the Falcon all repaired, the right way this time, so we're ready to shove off.
Are you sure about this, Lando? I mean, maybe if you waited a little longer, there'd be enough of us at the rendezvous for the General to spare you two some help.
No, we can't waste any more time, Luke.
Master Luke.
3PO.
R2 and I are delighted to see that you are your old self once again.
Well, not quite, but close enough. Hey, you're looking better too, 3PO.
Oh, yes. The Rebel technicians have completely repaired me, but...
But what, 3PO?
Well, it's R2-D2, sir. He appears to have developed the most illogical imagination.
Illogical?
Yes, Master Luke. His account of your experiences on some non-existent planet called Dagobah.
We can straighten that out later, 3PO. At least you're repaired.
Oh, yes, but are you certain that you are all right, Master Luke?
Oh, sure, sure. But there's other things we should be thinking about.
Yes, I heard. Administrator Calrissian, R2's and my best wishes go with you and Chewbacca.
You and your friend can ship with me anytime, 3PO. R2, you have yourself a distinct talent for pulling things off at the last second.
R2, thanks, you, sir. Although I, personally, am of the opinion that his sense of timing leaves something to be desired.
Luke, Chewie and I will meet you at the rendezvous point on Tatooine.
I'll be there, Lando. Listen, if you need any help, you know how to reach me.
Master Luke, the details of the rendezvous arrangements are safely stored in R2's memory bank.
Boy, isn't that how this all started? Well, take care of yourself, Chewie. And if this guy gives you a... Oh, Chewie, put me down!
Lando, they're ready for your launch.
You folks will be able to see it from here.
Is that all right, 1B?
All that remains is the final attachment of the prosthetic. You will then be able to return to duty status, Commander.
Great.
Attention, Millennium Falcon crew. Please report for launch.
Ready, Chewie?
Take care of him, Chewie. And make sure he doesn't lose the Falcon again.
You hang on to your pay, Commander. Next time I see you, I'll teach you a little something about the odds.
It's a deal.
Good luck, Administrator. I mean, Captain Calrissian.
Thanks very much. C-3PO. You're fine, hand Leia.
I know. And I thank you.
Come on, Chewbacca. Take care.
So
you
long.
Too.
Bye, Chewbacca.
Commander Skywalker, I am ready now to fit your prosthetic hand.
Well, the sooner the better, 1B.
Hold still, please, Commander.
All right.
You will feel slight pain as I test the nerve responses, sir.
That's okay.
Look, I'm worried about Lando and Chewbacca.
Come on, Princess. A professional gambler and con artist and a Wookiee smuggler flying the fastest hunk of junk in the galaxy. They'll be all right.
Millennium Falcon, prepare for departure.
The procedure is complete, Commander Skywalker.
Oh, that's great, Lady. Now, where's that comm link?
Here you are, Master Luke.
Oh, thanks, Luke. Skywalker to Millennium Falcon. Skywalker to Falcon.
Lando here. We'll see you on Tatooine, Luke, with Han. Bring him back to you, Leia. I swear it.
R2, the viewport. We'll be able to watch them blast off from there.
Take care, Lando. Chewbacca.
And may the Force be with you both.
May it be with us all.
Come on, Leia. Let's go watch them take off.
Yes, R2. There's plenty of room right here by me.
They must succeed. We can't lose after all we've been through.
Look, the Empire threw everything it had at us, and we're still here.
And thank goodness we're out of danger.
What do you say to me?
He says, for the time being.
There they go.
The Empire can't stop us now. Now it's our turn.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Billy Dee Williams as Lando Calrissian, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, Anne Sachs as Princess Leia, and Russell Horton as 2-1B. Also heard was Michael Levitt. This is Ken Hiller. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back was directed by John Madden with Tom Vagley. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Music by John Williams. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. The executive producer was John Boss. Post-production was realized at Studio M in St. Paul on the 3M Digital Mastering System by Tom Vagley. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back was produced by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.